could make it a terror. But first, and he gradually told on me that I was dead. I said, "Ah, for what? If you're dead, you're dead. That's it. You know, it ain't very much of a lot."
Go on.
Where did you, what did you do there? When you, did anybody come to help you at all?
Well, nobody helped me for quite a while, actually. I just hung around and I just couldn't make any time of it. And I thought about my people back home. The next thing I knew, I know where I went to sleep or what. I said, I sort of just thinking about them somehow. Maybe said I could do them. I can just remember seeing the old lady, she was sitting down in a chair, standing, she'd done all those things I remember. She always said this one chair, that was her chair, you know, and I pierced it. She was going with a key, she never sat in her chair, you know. But she was sitting there and she was reading a letter. I could see she was upstate. I didn't quite know what it was she was reading, but somehow I felt it was something to do with me. I just thought I had that feeling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized later, of course, she got this notification about my death, you see.
Yeah.
Well, she was real upset. No one was with her, you know. The old man was out on the bloody booze again, I suppose, like he always was, you know. He was a sod who was my father.
Mm-hmm.
Bastard, if ever there was one. I never could turn the side of him. I'd rather be able to get in the army guard.
Yes.
Anyway, the old lady, she was real cut up, you know.
Yes.
And then what happened?
Oh, then my sister came in. She's a, well, I suppose I shouldn't say it now, but that's the way I felt at the time. She was that bloody good either. She was all out on the bloody loose.
Mm-hmm.
An old lady, she had plenty to put up with one way or another. I don't think I was, well, no, I wasn't looking back, I wasn't too much of a, well, I wasn't so bad, but I might have done a lot more than I did, but I was always glad to get out of the bloody house. What were the rides going on between the old man and the sister? She was a bitch, she was a proper cow, she was. Oh dear, dear, she's married now, not poor bloody kid. Yeah, in other words, not well, not all these, anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, you seem quite respectable people. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't be talking like this, should I?
What are you doing now?
Well, actually, I've been doing a bit of work out in this veterinary blog.
Mm-hmm.
Bloody fine how you do that. It's another one of these bloody excuses to knock them off.
Yeah.
I always find bloody excuses to knock them off the government, don't they?
Okay.
This one thing is either pleading Germans or the fear of the communists or something. Always got their excuses to protect their own bloody interests.
Yeah.
They can't go on, bastards.
Yeah.
Can
I hear your name, please?
Hey?
Let
me hear
your name.
Oh, you never think of my name's O'Reilly. You don't think so that I was, I'll do with that name, would you?
How did you actually live in Oxford?
My father was part Irish, actually,
right.
Way back, you know. There's another thing I wanted to do, and I came out of that, well, I might get over to Ireland, but it's not too bad in one way or another. Never even got a bloody sniff of a place. None of it matters. What was that you think, Maggie?
When did you actually live in Australia before you joined up?
Well, we shifted around a bit. Bloody place. The old man was always high up. Poor spit of my other booze, we had so many different shifts. Ever since I remember, I think we had about six different places. Anyway, Adelaide.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Adelaide?
Yeah.
You must be well breached and better get around the way you do.
No, it's like I want to see your spit.
I heard all about that laugh, about communication and all that. Someone told me about you and said you'd get back to the Belfry and all this.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we
went to the Belfry. I was just a thing that, you know, when you were dead, that was it. You had it done. That was the end of that body, you know. But I must say that since I've been here, I realize now that the only sensible ones are the spirit sinners.
Uh-huh.
My old girl, she used to go cake at the spoon meetings.
Yeah.
The old man used to go that mad at her. Yeah, and the bloody spirits he ever fallen about us when he put down his bloody throat.
What's like on your side now? Where you are now?
I'm bloody so happier on this side than I was on your side.
You are?
Yeah. Very happy. And I have a great snare.
We could tell you something about
it. He's without snare, you know.
Could you tell
me? Yes, my sister, I've never done here, is pretty bitch.
You feel all ours, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So what were you doing on that side? What's it like on that side?
So I got a nice little place here, open the mouth. We get on all right.
Yeah.
She was all right. Not much wrong with the old girl. You know, that stupid father of mine, man. He and his women all over the bloody place. And that's the man. It's just the only she did after him.
Mm. Yeah.
How do you do apart from helping the get dad?
Well, I try and help. I don't help just the boys, I help some of the boys that are in it. Poor bastards. Caught in between the lot, you know. Kids and all. Wicked witness. Honestly, it's an absolute disgrace. An absolute disgrace, that business.
How do you help them?
Well, I help them when they're, you know, they're sort of wandering around, dazed, don't have a date.
Yeah.
You know, shook in my hand. Trying to make them understand one thing is, I realize very quick, I mean, this is our universal language.
Yeah.
Funny then, don't have to speak the English. Everyone understands exactly what you're saying to them or what you're doing. It's as if you can read thoughts, which you can.
Yeah.
You know, it's my thing, you know. Thoughts, very real.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do you want to watch out?
What are you doing on at your side?
Is this your wife?
No,
I'm not visible.
Yeah. She's helping us work, they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
What's it like on your side? The countryside, there.
I was saying, I think I was in the bloody witness box for you two. Don't be you, the fucking judge.
What's your value?
Yeah. Don't get bloody questions, do you?
There's something rather interesting about it. It's understand any language on this side. You go to university, you can understand any language.
Yeah, well, yeah. Thoughts. Thoughts are very real. They're real things.
So, you, I mean, if they're thinking in
language, you don't have to worry about language. Language is nothing.
That's interesting.
Thoughts. Yeah. Philip cares,
honey.
I think he's quite a coward, isn't he?
It's all about you, Joe.
Poor old codger. And then he's a few with old boy, you have.
Will that be all for you, then?
Hey, then, don't worry about me. He'll be better off. But I know it's not better over there, mate, than on your side. They don't need worry about there. Best thing that ever happened to a person is when they got, you know, keep a buggy.
Have you ever been in your relations over there?
Nah, I don't want to.
You've not had anybody
there? Nah, not much.
Not
with
your friends?
I got a wife, the old lady. She's all right, but I've had a few of my old buddies, yeah, the few of my friends. But, I saw enough of my family. Nothing in common with any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Those shysters.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose I think I'm an odd one.
Were you in the Japanese war?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Mm-hmm.
And the third bleeding time you asked me that. Mm-hmm. A bloody record, mate.
Well, you see, lots of you. It's like these states of people, you see, they listen to it, and it helps them a lot, you see, as much as they.
Christ, you won't be able to say behind then. Chop a few of your maiden arms.
Kate was one, wasn't he?
Yeah. I've had a son out there, Mr. Arnold.
Was he dead?
Hmm?
Was he used to?
I had a son out in Australia.
God help him. Who got out? Where?
Well, last time I heard him, he was in Sydney.
I and it's about you.
Oh, we got behind them for a long time.
This is all right. It's a coast as well, isn't it?
Oh, I understand it.
Have
you ever heard of it? Yeah, listen. When are you actually about to tell them to join us? He's been okay, so I don't know who else you're there.
Oh, all right, we did it. Anyway, we should do anyone else looking for? Don't you give a talk?
No, sometimes it's a very good thing to have friends lose those two like that. Of course, there will always be people on your side who say, oh, this is terrible. Surely to goodness, this can't be that people can be like that. And still be so materialistic and anguish and so on. But I mean, it's a good illustration that people should realize that death doesn't necessarily change a person. Indeed, if the person doesn't suddenly become transformed into someone quite different and much more elevated and mentally sort of advanced person himself is there after death. There's no reason to think for 1 minute that they suddenly become angels, that they suddenly become what you would call religious in an attitude of mind and approach and nature. A person doesn't suddenly alter. It would be a dreadful thing if they did. And this man hasn't progressed very much, but he's not a bad chap. One must remember that the background and the circumstances of his life, and when he, as indeed would do all, look into your world and see the appalling state and condition of the world, that particularly to a man like this, it strikes him very forcibly, and he's very much upset about it. He feels that, in a sense, like so many millions of young people that stand over here doing what, they not only feel in a sense, they feel in a sense that they're betrayed, and that all that they fought for, they gave their lives for, it was wasted, was useless, was purposeless, pointless. If I don't think people can realize that the effect of your world on ours, to some extent, is very strong, particularly on the material, on their plans, which are near the earth, where people are very much conscious of the conditions of your world. You see, to some extent, you must try to see the spheres, those spheres near the earth, as reflections of your world, which is innocent, they really are. And if the conditions in your world are appalling, then the reflection is very bad. And people from this side, on those spheres, are very concerned. And to some extent, even their attitude of thought can be affected. Of course he's made some progress, but then again, you see, one must never judge, even on your side, by exterior, the exterior of an individual, or by the rough usage of language, was what is in the heart that matters. Fundamentally, he was a very good soul. His language was a bit rough, but his heart was full of warmth. There are lots of people in your world who can speak the Queen's English and make a very good impression, but if you could see into their hearts, I think you'd be pretty revolted and upset. And so we must never judge the pages of bad things in time to judge any human being. None of us in a sense have the right to do it. But we must look for the good in all human beings and realize it's there, even though it's very much hidden. He, this man's a good soul. His language is a little bit rough, but that's nothing. Language is language, words are words. is what a person feels with intensity. He feels very intensely the creature about this betrayal of life, this terrible business is in Vietnam, where innocent people are caught up, young children and women and even men who are victims of circumstances and victims of propaganda, victims, as indeed are we all, I suppose, and on earth to some extent, victims of politics and even religious persuasion, though one will not go into that too deeply. Point is that we can only do what we can as best we can, and sometimes if we allow someone to come through who seems on the surface to be a bit of a rough diamond and perhaps not very elevating, it's a good thing, it's not a bad thing. It's an illustration, a jolly good one too. No one should think that only the highest, so-called, should be allowed through. It's a good thing to have all manner and all kinds of people through. In any case, those who really have progress are not the sort of people who talk about it or make a fuss. You know, there are some people in your world, spiritualists, who really annoy us. They assume, and it is an assumption on their part, that only the very highest and the noblest and the sweetest and heaven knows what else come through at their circles. If anything but know that quite often they're deceiving themselves. You know, the truth is the truth. And there's no getting away from the fact that men are phenomenally sincere and genuine. You will have all kinds of beings thrown on all different stratas of evolution. And no one should deny any of them. One should accept every one of them. And if one comes who's not very ennobled or elevated, then perhaps in some measure you can make a contribution to help that person. We must all see ourselves a little more clearly. And we must all try to realize that there's a meaning and a purpose behind everything that happens, even though it seems obscure at the time. Never sit in a circle only expecting that you're going to receive compliments and that you're going to receive only the finest and the noblest of souls. Be glad that those that come to you, even from the lower spheres, that perhaps they feel drawn to you for some reason, and perhaps that you can contribute something to help them. We're all in service together, and we should acknowledge the fact that there's much room for improvement in the best of us, and we must be grateful for the opportunity to help one another to serve. This nonsense about only the highest souls come through in our circle is the height of hypocrisy and foolishness. Anyway, I know you feel that, but I know that there are people on your side who assume, quite wrongly, that the conditions in their circle are such that only the noblest and the most elevated souls, and even Christ himself comes, which I won't even go into because any intelligent person would soon realize that something radically wrong there. But the point is that when you sit, you're opening your minds and your hearts to all humanity, to all life, on whatever strata it may be, hoping and praying that you can make a contribution to serve and to help. And that is, after all, the main purpose of being as you are, spiritualist. I'm sure you may even say something, Mrs. Green.
No, Dr. Moore, I was going to say we don't want to see the
Dr. Hart
coming.
No, I wasn't
assuming that.
I wasn't meaning that, but I know that you do meet a lot of interesting people, and if I may say so, some very foolish ones. Mm-hmm. And the extraordinary thing is that often those whom you would think would know better, those foolish ones are not. They have this peculiar attitude of mind that only the highest and the best has come to them. After all, Christ himself welcomed the sinner. After all, it is the sinners. It is the lost, so-called lost souls that one should guide and one's way to help and to uplift. We bring all kinds of people. Some are truly evolved and others are nearly earth. lose the meaning of purpose. We try to give you, as it were, an illustration of all the conditions and stratas of life as we know it on this day, that you shall see that there is room for all, and the individual must find his own level and gradually evolve to a higher one, whatever that level may be. We're all in service together, we're all in brotherhood together, and everyone should realize this, particularly if it's just on your side, in the so-called spiritual self, particularly. Here where I must go.
We're very grateful. I'm sure we're okay. We have
goodbye. Dr. Marshall, we're very grateful anyway.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you, Vicky.